Well, back here at the Proms, we're about to journey to Vienna. Freud may have declared that he could get no pleasure out of music, but his home city was alive with the art form in the first years of the last century. Tonight, Simon Rattle conducts the Berlin Philharmonic in works by Schoenberg and his students, Webern and Berg.
I think there is something about Vienna which produces great art. It's not always to do with Vienna as a place, because normally whatever art has been going on at that particular moment, Vienna has been fighting tooth and nail against. But there is no doubt that if anybody interested in the arts wanted to be around in any place at a particular time, that the 10 years or so before the First World War, my God, was that a time to be there. All the different forms of art, poetry, painting, music, theatre, you name it, everything was exploding.
Well, we're going to hear first a work given its world premiere at the Proms in 1912 by Henry Wood, Schoenberg's five orchestral pieces, concentrated, highly emotional music predating his invention of serialism. Schoenberg was writing in 1909, as was Anton Webern, who created a series of six pieces for orchestra, inspired by the death of his mother a few years earlier. And finally come Berg's three orchestral pieces, written after Schoenberg told him to abandon a symphony he was writing and instead create a set of character pieces.
This should be a very, very powerful program together. It's kind of a triptych of three painters who are related, but absolutely dissimilar. And I really tried to decide as we talk whether we really play them as one piece or whether we play them as three separate pieces. My feeling is that they tell a real story together. But as we talk, we're rehearsing them. We're very excited and we're sweating blood, to be honest. Still, 100 years later, they're really hard to play. But there is no doubt that they are some of the greatest, most emotionally involving, and most sheerly, sensuously beautiful music ever written.
Well, since that interview, Simon Rattle has decided that he's going to play the works in one arc of music, as he's going to announce himself from the stage, Berlin Philharmonic back in position, tuned, and awaiting his arrival. And here he comes. Music ahead by Schoenberg, Webern and Berg, Sir Simon Rattle conducting the Berlin Philharmonic.
When we were rehearsing these extraordinary masterpieces last week, it became more and more obvious that they belonged all together. And we decided that then we would play them without pause, like a kind of triptych, or maybe like an imaginary 11th symphony of Gustav Mahler, or 17th. So, with this in mind, we would ask you not to applaud in between, but if you feel like it at the end, a little encouragement would be fine.
Berg's three orchestral pieces. Before it, Webern's six pieces for orchestra. And we heard first Schoenberg's five orchestral pieces. Sir Simon Rattle conducting the Berlin Philharmonic here at the BBC Proms. Henry Wood, Sir Henry Wood, as he'd just become, conducted the Schoenberg at the 1912 Proms. It received its world premiere. His musicians a little confused by the piece. "This is nothing to what you'll have to play in 25 years' time," Wood told them. Rattle back on the platform, bringing his orchestra to its feet. Earlier he described these three works and these three composers as being rather like a triptych of three painters, Klimt, Schiller and Kandinsky. Schoenberg himself, drew so much from the ideals of the Expressionist painters, painted himself when crisis meant he was unable to compose. Wonderful picture, in fact, of Alban Berg with the portrait of him painted by Schoenberg in tonight's Proms programme. Great pictures of Webern together with Berg and Schoenberg as well. You can see them at the Proms website, bbc.co.uk/proms. Webern writing his pieces after the death of his mother. The third movement reminded him of the moment he lay a flower on her coffin. The fourth recording his feelings when he walked behind her in the funeral procession. Alban Berg studied for four intensive years with Schoenberg and dedicated the score of his three orchestral pieces to his master. Not that their relationship was always easy. The satirist and comedian John Bird with me in a Proms Plus Royal College of Music earlier on this evening, talking about how Berg was horrified when he discovered Schoenberg was moving back to Vienna. Schoenberg reckoned his student was just too louche in his life. So having brought section by section to their feet, Simon Rattle back on the rostrum, shaking hands with Guy Braunstein, leader of the Berlin Philharmonic. Rather touching moment at the beginning of the rehearsal this afternoon when the orchestra bade farewell to Armin Brunner. Last night was his last ever concert with the Berlin Phil. He's been a violinist with the orchestra for 40 years, retiring now to live in the Swiss mountains. Rattle gave him a big hug after last night's concert. How amazing to have played in this orchestra for 40 years. What he must have seen, playing for 20 years in the Philharmonie on the edge of the Berlin Wall, and then 20 years after the wall came down. Berlin Philharmonic's appearance at the Proms has been made possible with assistance from Deutsche Bank. Simon Rattle back centre stage again. Well, we've two Proms for you tomorrow here at the Royal Albert Hall. 2:30 will be recreating the last night of the Proms as it was back in 1910. It's a free Prom, the seats are gone, but do come and Prom if you're in central London. Come along and join us, or listen here on Radio 3. Paul Daniel will be in the role of Henry Wood. And then at 7:30, Henry Wood Day continues with the Ulster Orchestra and Paul Watkins performing Bach's Bliss, Sibelius, and Rachmaninoff's First Piano Concerto with Stephen Osborne as soloist. Both those concerts available to listen to on our new high-quality, extra-high-quality audio stream, Proms website, bbc.co.uk/proms. Well, the Berlin Philharmonic leaving the platform now. The hall will empty soon. From us here at the Royal Albert Hall, good night. Back to John Shea at Broadcasting House.
That was Petrarch Trelawney at the Royal Albert Hall. You can hear tonight's concert again on Radio 3 on Friday afternoon from 2:20, or, of course, at a time of your choosing on the iPlayer. You'll find the link to that via the Radio 3 website, as ever. And if you are investigating the iPlayer, then you can also use it to watch tonight's concert. Television coverage is happening at this very moment on BBC Two, I believe, and it should be available shortly after that ends, in about an hour and a half from now. Well, as Petrox just told us, there are two live Proms tomorrow at 2:30, and in fact the evening one begins a little later than usual at 8:00, and that late start for the main evening concert means that Drama on Three begins earlier than usual at 6:30 tomorrow. And tomorrow night's play takes us to 1950s Paris for the devastating story of a passionate love triangle. Damian Lewis heads the cast in James Baldwin's modern classic Giovanni's room.
Until I die, I will hear the exact timbre of his voice. See his face in all its changes.
And did you mention me at all? Did you say you were sorry, but you had a girl in Spain? Did you wish I was there?
When I looked at him, at the way he was that night, with all the light of that gloomy tunnel trapped around his head, they stormed all over me.
What?
My awakening. My insistent possibilities. So, that was how I met Giovanni.
The first radio adaptation of a landmark American novel. Damian Lewis and Greta Scacchi star in Giovanni's Room. That's Drama on Three, tomorrow night on Radio 3 beginning at 3:30.